The secret is out. This morning, Senate leaders made public the health care bill that they've been crafting for weeks behind closed doors. On the Senate floor, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell provided few details about what's in the draft legislation, which is called the Better Care Reconciliation Act.
We agreed on the need to free Americans from Obamacare's mandates, and policies contained in the discussion draft will repeal the individual mandate so Americans are no longer forced to buy insurance they don't need or can't afford.
Also in the Senate bill, deeper cuts to Medicaid than a version the House passed last month. Domenico Montanaro, NPR lead politics editor, joins us now. And Domenico, the American people have been waiting for this bill. What's in it?
Well, it's very similar to the House bill. A few things that stand out that are similar: repeals the mandate for both individuals and employers, and that would actually be retroactive to the beginning of 2016. So if you filed, you paid the penalty if you're a business or an individual because you decided not to get insurance, in theory, you could get it back by refiling on your taxes most likely, and you would get that money back probably as some kind of refund. It would repeal many of the Affordable Care Act's taxes, would sunset the so-called Cadillac tax. So if you have a high-cost insurance plan through your employer, for example, that tax would be going away. That would go away by 2025. It blocks federal money to Planned Parenthood for a year. It eliminates, quote-unquote, essential health benefits under Medicaid starting in 2020, which are some of the requirements, regulations put in place. It prohibits federally funded prohibits federally subsidized health plans from providing abortion coverage, except in the cases of rape, incest, or if there's a threat to the health of the mother. It's different, though, in a couple specific ways. It rolls back Medicaid expansion more gradually than the House bill would. It would end Medicaid as an open-ended entitlement program. Huh. Like the Affordable Care Act, it would also – the subsidies would be granted by your income, depending on how much money you make as opposed to how old you are. But the subsidies would be lower overall than under the Affordable Care Act. And finally, the subsidies to insurance companies to lower premium costs would end in 2019. Those would assist lower income consumers. So the point here is that they're trying to reduce the overall level of coverage to make these still affordable, because they're getting rid of a lot of the requirements to make them that make them cost a lot of money but cover a lot.
Right. Well, and a lot of the provisions that you just mentioned will be controversial. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, with 52 Republicans, can only afford to lose two votes. And he's got to make the conservatives happy on one side. He's got to make moderate Republicans happy on the other side. How is that going to play out?
Yeah, it's a similar problem to what the House has. There's a few people, though, who are watching in particular. Senator Mike Lee of Utah is expected to speak sometime today. He, Rand Paul, and Ted Cruz are three of the libertarians who believe that this is nothing more than Obamacare light. And if McConnell can only lose two, losing all three would be a problem. There are moderates like Susan Collins of Maine, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, who have their own issues with this bill because they don't like what it doesn't cover. And there are conservatives like Tom Cotton, Pat Toomey. There are vulnerable Republicans like Jeff Flake in Arizona, Dean Heller in Nevada, who also have some issues with how this bill is been put together, what's in it. And they're saying – most of them are saying that they're going to take their time to read the bill. But let's watch those libertarians and see if they come out quickly.
Right. We'll also need to watch the Congressional Budget Office, which will still need to score this bill. And also, McConnell wants to get this done before the July 4th break. So this is going to happen fast, and we'll keep an eye on it. Domenico Montanaro, NPR lead politics editor, thank you very much.
Thank you.